Are you awake? Amen. Amen. All right. Well, this morning, so obviously we don't have a microphone. Hopefully, can you hear me? Amen. In the back? Okay. So it's going to help me release my spirit more.
Amen.
So this morning, we are on morning time. Day one. But we're really actually not going to directly cover what's there in terms of material, although if you want to take some notes, I would encourage you to do so, but we will not actually use the material that's there on day one. But I want to cover three words with you, all right? Three words. So remember these three words. The first word is best. Best. And I'm going to start with a verse, all right? It's Luke 1:35. How about if you have, I hope everyone has a Bible here. So let's turn in our Bibles to Luke 1:35. And how about we have all the sisters stand up and declare, not just read, declare. Oh, actually, sorry, I'm giving you the wrong verse. It should be Mark 1:35, not Luke 1:35. Yes, sorry, Mark 1:35. My bad. All right, how about sisters stand up and declare this verse?
Rising very early in the morning, while it was still night, he went out and went away to a deserted place, and there he prayed.
Amen. Okay, do it again. Brothers, you need to give him an amen. Call an amen. Okay, sisters, go.
And rising very early in the morning.
Amen.
Ho,
brothers. When there's comments, we got to say amen.
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 Go ahead, sisters.
And rising very early in the morning.
Amen.
While it was still night.
Amen.
He went out and went away to a deserted place.
Amen.
And there he prayed.
Amen.
Good. Thank you. So this is an example of the Lord Jesus, right? What did he do? He rose early in the morning while it was still night and went to a deserted place and prayed. So the Lord is a great example of, okay, the word was best, right? Well, what is the, there are many times, we should contact the Lord all the time, right? We should unceasingly pray. We can pray in the evening. We can pray in the afternoon. We can pray anywhere. But there is a best time, the best time to pray, the best time to read the word. And that is early in the morning. I just want to read you a short portion. There's this book called, sometime if you haven't read it, it's called Early Rising by Watchman Nee. This is a short portion. This is from page 2. It says, those who rise up early in the morning reap much spiritual benefit.
Amen.
Do you want to reap much spiritual benefit?
Amen.
Well, the morning is a great time to do that. Their prayers at other times of the day cannot be compared with their prayers in the early morning. So, great to pray at other times, but honestly, those prayers cannot be compared with prayers in the early morning. Amen. Their Bible reading at other times of the day cannot be compared with their Bible reading in the early morning.
That's right.
Their fellowship with the Lord at other times cannot be compared with their fellowship in the early morning. The early morning is the best time of the day.
Amen.
That's the word, all right? The early morning is the best. I know this is totally against college student culture, but how about we all say that together, all right? Let's speak it to one another. Let's speak it in faith. The early morning is the best time of the day. Let's say it loudly. Ready, go.
The early morning is the best time of the day.
Good. We should spend the best time of the day, the early morning, before the Lord, rather than in other things, right? So that's the first word, is best. So I hope, you know, I think all of you know that from 8:30 to 9 every day, it's your time to practice, spending time with the Lord. So I hope you don't have the attitude that, you know, you can just kind of chill, take it easy, memorize verses during this time. No, this time actually is extremely strategic and extremely critical. Not just for this college training, but actually for your whole life. Right. For your whole life. But when was the last time, don't raise your hands, when was the last time you spent 30 solid minutes uninterrupted with the Lord in the morning? When was the last time you did that? For some of you, it may be never. But that's why we're here at the college training. We're here to learn how to do this, all right? If we can figure this out, if we can practice this, if we can advance in our practice of opening and enjoying the Lord in the morning, our personal, individual times with the Lord, we will reap much spiritual benefit. Amen. Much spiritual benefit. So my second word is the word learn. Is the word learn. You know, the Lord said, come to me, right? Learn from me. But I hope that all of us, again, in this 30 minutes, would not take this time loosely, but we would really do our best to learn. I'm still learning. I'm still learning. In fact, every time that we spend, you know, every morning we come to the Lord, none of us are experts. There are times when I have failures in my time with the Lord. So we're all learning, and I hope we have that attitude in these times. We want to do as much as we can to learn how to spend time with the Lord. Amen. Even if we fail, it's okay. You learn from your mistakes. In fact, sometimes you learn more from your mistakes. Then the next time you just forget it, confess, and go on, all right? So the second word is learn. The third word, which may be the most important word, is the word touch. Touch. All right. If we were to look at your 30-minute time, and if you were going to reflect on did I really reach the goal? Did I get to where I should have been in this 30 minutes? Well, the evaluation of whether your time with the Lord is successful or not is not based on how much you read of the Bible, even. It's not how long you spent, necessarily. It's not what you did. What is it? What's the measure of whether your time with the Lord is successful or not? It's whether or not you touched the Lord. All right? How much you read doesn't matter. You might have only read a very small portion. What you did doesn't really matter. You could have done all the right things hourly, but not really touched the Lord. What the goal is to touch the Lord. All right? And so I want us to read some verses. This is also from Mark 5. Mark chapter 5. Let's turn in our Bibles. Mark 5, we'll read 24 through 28. How about we'll just alternate brothers and sisters, okay? Remember to exercise your spirit when you read. Okay, we'll go for the brothers first on Mark 5, 24. Ready, go.
And he went with him, and a great crowd followed him, and pressed upon him.
Okay, sisters, 25.
And a woman was there who had a flow of blood for 12 years.
Amen. Amen.
She had suffered much under many physicians and had spent everything she had and had not benefited at all, but rather became worse.
Amen.
When she heard the things concerning Jesus, she came up in the crowd behind him and touched his garment.
Amen. She came up in the crowd and
touched his garment.
Okay, and then brothers 28.
For she said, if I touch even his garments, I will be healed.
Amen. Okay, so there's the word touch, right? This woman was desperate to touch. All right, you know, in this portion it says that, of course, there was the Lord Jesus. Hey, Glenn, can I use you?
Yes.
Okay, so Glenn's like the Lord Jesus, all right? And how about we have... brothers, can I y'all get you come up? And actually, how about all the brothers up to Michael over here as well? All right? So in this portion, it says that a great crowd followed him and pressed upon him. All right? So brothers, gather around. This is the Lord Jesus. Okay? Just press even. Like, press upon. Okay? Okay, so now of course, this is a very small crowd. This would be like if all of you here gathered around, were gathering around, and not just gathering around, but even pressing, you know, pressing upon the Lord, right? So if you're this woman, and your goal, perhaps, you know, she was over here, her goal was to get to the Lord. It was not easy, right? This is not easy. She had to, first of all, I don't know if you've ever, like, seen someone in a huge crowd, like, way on the other side, and you're trying to get to them, and it's not easy. You have to, you got to keep your eye, that person might be moving, and there's constantly people around you. You have to really concentrate in order to touch that person over there. And so it was the same with this woman. There was just a lot of people around. She had to really fight and keep her eyes for the Lord. Eventually, she just wanted to touch just a little bit, even just the hem or his garment. Just touch his garments. That was her goal, and she got it, and she got healed. All right, thank you, brothers. Amen. So a lot of times, when you go, you're going to go to a certain place, and you're going to spend your morning time there with the Lord. But even though you're there, even though it may be quiet, outwardly, inwardly, there's a crowd. There's all kinds of thoughts that you're thinking about what you need to do after the college training, what you did last week. You're anxious about the test on the verses. You are thinking about what that sister said to you at breakfast. There's just so many things that are crowding around the Lord Jesus. But your goal is to get through all that and to touch the Lord.
Amen.
All right? And it takes a lot of concentration and a lot of effort, actually, to stay focused. Not on the other things. Not get distracted by other things or even things in the environment. But keep your eyes on the Lord.
Amen.
Break through and touch the Lord.
Amen.
All right? Be as determined as this woman was. Even with all the people crowding around the Lord, her goal, she only had one goal. She only wanted to do one thing, and that was touch the Lord. She wanted to touch the Lord. So that's the goal of our time with the Lord. Now, I'm just going to give you a few practical points. Just like the Lord, I'm going to give you three practical points here. Just little advices for your personal time. So just like the Lord, when he went away, it says he went away to a deserted place, right? So number one, for your times this week, you need to find a place. Find a place. And plan on going to the same place every day. Because you don't want to waste time looking for a different place every day. Right? We need to redeem the time and spend as much time as we can with the Lord. So find a place where and the brothers will have more fellowship about where. But find your spot and go to that same spot every day. You don't need to think about it. Otherwise, it's just more of the crowd that's keeping us from touching the Lord. Secondly, don't lay down. Do not lay down when you have your time with the Lord. We all know what happens when we try to spend time with the Lord laying down, all right? It becomes not time with the Lord, but time for our body to rest. Lastly, and this is important, use your mouth. Use your mouth!
Amen.
Okay, now that doesn't mean you need to yell, but you got to do something with your mouth. I guarantee you, I think anyone in this room, I'm guilty. But trying to spend time with the Lord like this, usually will end up, you'll end up sleeping. You'll end up sleeping, all right? But if you use your mouth, at least move your mouth. All right? Now, you don't have to make sound. I would recommend making sound, though. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this. Amen. Okay? Of course, if you're in a place where you can make some noise, that's better. That's better. But do not meditate. All right? This time is meditate in the worldly sense of just, you know, close your eyes and do that. Because meditation will lead to sleep. So use your mouth. Okay, so remember these three things. Find a place, don't lay down, and use your mouth.
Amen.
Use your mouth some way. I want to see, exercise your jaw when you're spending time with the Lord. Now, for those of you who may not be so practiced or maybe have not spent any more than 5 or 10 minutes with the Lord before, you might be thinking, 30 minutes? What am I going to do for 30 minutes? Like I said, definitely, definitely do not use this time to memorize your verses, all right? That is, if you're doing that, you are, I don't know what. That's bad. That's bad, all right? Don't usurp your time with the Lord to memorize verses. But here's something you can do. If you don't know what to do, if you know what to do, do it. There's no formula to this. Just enjoy the Lord, touch the Lord. There's many things you can do. But if you don't know what to do, here's a suggestion. Right, for the first 5 minutes, just call on the Lord. Just call on the Lord. For the second 5 minutes, you can just confess anything the Lord may shine on. You can just confess that to the Lord. For the next 5 minutes, you can sing something, all right? Sing How We Love the Glorious Name, or another song that you may know, all right? You can sing. For 10 minutes, I would recommend praying over a verse or two. And if you don't know what to pray over, you can use the verses that are there on page 5, which go with day 1 here. All right? Colossians 2:7, Colossians 3, and Matthew 6. Just pray over those verses. Practice how to pray. I wish we had more time. It's a skill that you need to develop. And then lastly, use the last 5 minutes just to pray, to consecrate this day to the Lord, open to the Lord. Based on what you've gotten into, you may pray for others who are here or not here, but you can use the time to pray. All right? So that's one suggestion. One suggestion of how you can use your time if you do not know what to do and you would like some structure for your time with the Lord this morning.
Okay, some practical helps. So Brother Stephen mentioned three things. What's the first item? Find a place. Okay, so where can you find a place? Well, there's two patios out through these glass doors. You can use those patios to find your place. You can also use this room. This room is not a quiet room. It's going to be a noisy room. So if you want to really get out, really, if you really need to, some of you, you're tired, your thoughts are just so strong, and your mind is so strong, you to get through to touch the Lord, sometimes you just need to shout.
Amen.
To touch the Lord.
Amen.
So this room is for that. You can use this room. So this room shouldn't be real quiet. Stephen mentioned that you should also, you need to use your mouth.
Amen.
You don't have to necessarily shout all the time, but you need to at least move the mouth so that you don't fall asleep.
Amen.
Okay, so if you get to the confession part and you don't need to shout out your confession, Lord, all my evil thoughts toward this brother. Okay, you can tone it down a little bit, just mouth that. But at least for the calling part, you should be desperate to touch the Lord.
Amen.
This time, for 30 minutes, you're here to touch the Lord.
Amen.
Be desperate to touch the Lord.
Amen.
Whether you touch the Lord or not depends on your desperateness, actually. Okay, second item is what? Don't lay down.
Yeah.
Don't lay down. Okay, that's easy. Third is use your mouth.
Yeah.
So you can, again, to reiterate, you can use the patios. You can use this room. You can also go and walk around. Don't go back to your dorms because the temptation is too great to lie down. You can walk around. And remember, we only have 30 minutes, so don't spend too much time. Don't spend a lot of time looking for a place. If you find a place, and that's going to be your place for the whole, you think that's going to be your place for the whole week, and then the next day someone else is there, don't get all distraught. Just find another spot.
Yeah.
Actually, what we found is, what helps me is sometimes just sitting in my chair, but turning the chair around or just putting my head down works just as well.
Amen.
Okay? So, any other announcements? What time do we come back? I believe we come back at 9 o'clock, so it's 9:15, that's right. So, yeah, we have a break. We have a break from 9 to 9:15, and then be here by 9:15 for the next message. Okay, go ahead.